ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सिक्स कैंटो चैप्टर 13 इंद्र अफ्लिक्टेड बाय सिंफुल रिएक्शंस टेक्स्ट 10 श्रीसुक उवाच एवं संचोदितो विप्रै मरुत्वा नहना त्रिपुं ब्रह्महत्या हते तस्मिन् असासाद वृषा कपिम् ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद Shri Sukadeva Goswami said, encouraged by the words of the sages, Indra killed Vritrasura. And when he was killed, the sinful reactions for killing a Brahmana, Brahmahatya, certainly took shelter of Indra. Purport. After killing Vritrasura, Indra could not surpass Brahmahatya, the sinful reactions for killing a Brahmana. Formerly, he had killed one Brahmana, Vishwarup, out of circumstantial anger. But this time, following the advice of the sages, he killed another Brahmana purposely. Therefore, the sinful reactions was greater than before. Indra could not be relieved from the reaction simply by performing sacrifices for atonement. He had to undergo a severe series of sinful reactions. And when he was freed by such suffering, the Brahmanas allowed him to perform the harsh sacrifice. The planned execution of sinful deeds under strength of the chanting of the holy name of the Lord or undergoing prayaschitta atonement cannot give relief to anyone, even to Indra or Nahusha. Nahusha was officiating for Indra while Indra, absent from heaven, was going here and there to gain release from his sinful reactions. Srila Prabhupada, when he was going in the ship Jaladuta, he has written a poem. In that poem, he speaks about the precarious condition of the Western world, and he begs the blessings of the Lord so that he can preach in the Western world. And he established so many temples of Radha and Krishna all over the world. And also in another poem, Prabhupada writes that if anyone wants to get the mercy of Krishna, they should be pleased by Srimati Radharani. So in this way, Prabhupada established Radha Krishna temple all over the world. And as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we worship Krishna with his energies. Of all the energies, the Haladini Shakti or the pleasure potency of the Supreme Lord is the highest. And one can approach the Supreme Lord only through the energies of the Lord. That is the difference between Mayavadis and personalist. That we don't take Lord alone. Krishna is not alone. But with his energies, with his devotees, with his paraphernalia. In Chaitanya Charitamrit, in the conversation between Ramananda Rai, before beginning of this conversation, Kaviraj Goswami writes a very interesting verse. Sancharya Rama Vidabhakta Mege Swabhakti Siddhanta Chayamritani Gaurabdiretai Ramuna Vitarnai tadgyatvaratnalayatam prayati. Kaviraj Goswami says, Sancharya Rama Vidabhakta Megi. Rama, Ramananda Rai, is compared to the beautiful cloud. He is compared to the cloud of monsoon cloud. And in that cloud, Gaurabdi Ether Abuna Vitarnai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is compared to the ocean. And this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ocean has invested all its water in the cloud of Ramananda Rai. Svabhakti, what is the water which is contained in the cloud of Ramananda Rai? Svabhakti Siddhanta Chayamritani. His conclusions of his own devotional service, Svabhakti Siddhanta. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu invested his own devotional sentiment in the cloud of Ramananda Rai. Gaurabdir Ether Amuna Vitaranai. And then the same cloud again pours water back into the ocean. And what happens when the cloud pours water into the ocean? Tad gyatva ratnalayatam prayati. The ocean, when it evaporates the water and it becomes cloud, and the cloud pours back water again into the ocean, the shells from the ocean sometime comes up and they drink some drops of pure water. That water drops, when it goes into the ocean, they turn into pearls. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is compared to the ocean, and when Ramananda Rai, he spoke the conclusions of devotional service, Svabhakti Siddhanta Chayamritani. So when he spoke devotional sentiments back to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became filled with the pearls of the conclusions of devotional service. Glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is even more exhibited. So the ocean became filled with jewels and ornaments because the ocean contained the water drops which previously it has sent back to the cloud. Similarly, Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, Supreme Lord Shri Ram, Narsingadev, Vamanadev, although they are complete in themselves, but their glories are much more enhanced when they are with their potencies, when they are with their devotees. In the company of the devotees, their glory is been much more enhanced. So that is important. That's why the devotees don't see Krishna alone. Even though the devotee's sustenance is basically is because of the Lord, but there is an intimate relationship amongst them. In this way, today is Sita Navami. We are celebrating the festival of Sita Navami. So Sita Devi is the consort of the Lord, and she is a pleasure potency of the Lord. So Ramayan, in the episode of Ramayan, Valmiki Muni, when he names his book Ramayan, he gives different names. He says Paulastya Vada, or the killing of demon Ravana, grandson of Pulastya, Paulastya Vada. And also he gives another name for Ramayan as Sitaya Charitam Mahat, the great epic glorifying mother Sita. It's interesting that Valmiki Muni himself, he came from Valmiki. He was doing meditation austerities and he was covered by anthill. And he appeared from that after his austerity is over. Because he emerged from the Valmiki or the anthill, he is called Valmiki. And Mother Sita, she also appears from the Mother Earth. So in this way, there is appropriate that Valmiki is glorifying Mother Sita, the supreme goddess of fortune. So in Ramayana, Valmiki names this book also Sitaya Charitam, the book which glorifies the glories of Sita Devi. So the Acharyas explain, Vedanta Desika, Govindaraj, and many other Acharyas, the interesting personality of Mother Sita and what lessons we can learn from her. Before Mother Sita was reunited with Lord Ram, Vishwamitra Muni approaches Dasharatha Maharaj and takes Lord Ram to the forest of Dandakaranya. And then he performs the activity of uniting Lord Ram and Sita back. So Sita and Ram, they get married and they come back. And in due course of time, many events takes place. Kaikeyi asks such a boon from Dasharatha Maharaj that Lord Ram should go to forest for 14 years and Bharat should rule the kingdom. So when she asked such a boon, Dasharatha Maharaj was completely shocked and he was practically fainted. And the message was sent to Lord Ram that you are being called to the palace of Kaikeyi. Her father is calling you. So Lord Ram goes. And Sita is thinking Lord Ram is going for a ceremonial bath before the coronation. So Lord Ram goes and Kaikeyi speaks to Lord Ram. My dear Ram, there is a message from your father. Your father wants that you should go to forest for 14 years and Bharat should rule the kingdom. So when Lord Ram hears this word, my dear mother, I am not worried about doing this, but why are you telling that my father wants me to do this? Even if you tell yourself, I am ready to do. There's no need to quote my father. But my worry is why my father is not speaking to me, why is worried so much? So then Kaikeyi tells that he is very afraid to speak to you. When Lord Ram immediately agrees for this, Kaikeyi becomes very happy. And then with this, hearing this news, Lord Ram comes back to the palace with Lakshman back. And then Lord Ram approaches Mother Sita. And Lord Ram, when he's going, Lord Ram was going with all paraphernalia, with umbrella, with chamaras, and with Brahmana chanting mantras, and with music, with all pomp and festival. When he comes back, Lord Ram tells, no need of all this entourage for me. Let me go alone with Lakshman. So Lord Ram comes back, and Lakshman stays outside the palace of Sita Devi, and Lord Ram goes inside to meet Sita. And Sita is waiting with the garland. And when Sita saw Lord Ram, his face was not, and Lord Ram is already very much in anxiety and worry. How am I going to tell this news to Sita? She is going to be upset. How she is going to feel the separation from me? So even by thinking of telling this news to Sita, Lord Ram was very much in anxiety and his face shows this anxiety. And when Sita notices this facial difference in Lord Ram, she was surprised. And she thought that you must have taken a very good bath, ceremonial bath, but now I don't see anything like that in your face. I don't see any entourage following you. What happened? So then Lord Ram started speaking to Sita. My dear Sita, I instruct you, take care of my father as good as your father. Take care of my mother as good as your mother. And take care of Bharat as your own brother. And take care of Shatrughna as your own son. So Sita, that's okay, but suddenly why are you talking like this? Then Lord Ram tells, because I am going to the forest for 14 years and you stay here and take care of them. And immediately Mother Sita, she becomes shop. And she tells, that's okay, you are going to forest, but how can you tell me to stay back here? I will also like to come with you to the forest. Then Lord Ram tells Sita, you don't know what is forest mean. The Dandakaranya forest is so powerful and it's so ferocious. So many animals will move here and there. The lions will roar, and just like the river goes in a curved way, the snakes would come here and there, and you will hear the sound of the jackals. And it's a very difficult place, very cold. So you won't be able to survive there, so you should stay back and take care of mothers. And then when Sita hears this, Ram, I think you did not hear my words of my father properly. When I was getting married, my father told you, Iyam Sita Mama Sudha Sahadharma Charitavaha. Ram, when my father gave me in marriage to you, he said, this is my daughter, Mama Sudha, and she will be with you in all the circumstances and assist you as a chaste wife. Did you not hear this? And Iyam Sita, Iyam means its feminine gender. So do you know some Sanskrit grammar? Iyam means feminine. I'm a female. And my father told you. So a female should be protected all the time. When she is a daughter, small girl, the father and mother protects. When she is wife, the husband protects. And she is elderly person, the sons protect. So my dear Ram, that my father is a great personality and is expecting that you will do the needful. And now you are telling me I should stay back and I should not come with you. And if my father hears this, he will think that he is not given married me to a person of full valor. And he thinks that you have broken the bow of Lord Shiva, that's why you are so powerful. Thinking like this, is given me in marriage to you. But if you don't take me with you, he will think you are just a male. Striyam Purusha Vigraham. You are just a male but in the form of a female. In this way, you know, Sita speaks this. And then Sita further continues, my dear Ram, that I will be with you in all circumstances. In the forest, I will go before you, and your lotus feet would walk on the thorns and pebbles in the forest. But I will walk in front of you, and will crush those pebbles and stones into powder. Agradaste gamishyami mridanandi kushakandakan. I'll go and destroy these thorns and keep the path smooth for you. In this way, I will serve you in all places. As far as lions and jackals and tigers are concerned, just by seeing you, they all flew away. In fact, when I was in my father's house, the astrologer predicted that there is going to be a life in the forest for your daughter. So I am waiting for such a occasion to be with you. So when Sita speaks this way, Lord Ram finally agrees to her. So here again, the glory of Mother Sita, that her love for Lord is so great that she doesn't want to live a peaceful life in the palace, but rather want to suffer. In fact, Lord Ram was telling, you will be suffering in the forest, better stay in the palace. And Sita asked a question, my dear Lord, tell me the definition of heaven and hell. So Lord Ram was wondering, what is this definition? So Lord told, heaven means the place of enjoyment and hell means place of suffering. Heaven means the abode of Indra, hell means lower planetary system. And she said, no, you don't understand what is hell or heaven. Heaven means to stay, for me heaven means to stay with you, and hell means to stay without you. This is what definition of hell and heaven. So I should come with you, I want to come with you. So then Ram agrees. And then Lakshman was called by Lord Ram. And Lord Ram speaks to Lakshman. Lakshman, so you take care of father and obey your brother Bharat and take care of our mother carefully. When Lakshman heard this, he was wondering that, Ram, my dear brother, I should come with you. And you already told this to me. And Lord Ram is telling that, I never told like this. I am telling you to stay back. Lakshman tells, no, when you went to Mother Kaushalya, you ask her that, please, my dear mother, give us your blessings that we are going to forest. So you used us, that means plural. That means you are taking me. And also, when you spoke to Mother Sita, you told her that take care of Dashrath Maharaj as her father, take care of Bharat as her own brother, and Shatrughna as her son. You never mentioned my name. That means obvious, I understood you want me to come with you. So in this way, Lakshman was pleading. But Lord Ram told, no, don't play around the words. When I say give us blessings, I meant for myself. So don't play around the word, you stay back and take care of the kingdom. Assist Bharat. But then Lakshman now helplessly looked at Lord Ram and tells, Nacha Sita Tvaya Hina Nachaham Api Raghava Muhurtam Api Jeevova Jalan Matsyan Ivodritav. My dear Ram, please hear me, that Sita or myself cannot live without you even for a Muhurta. Muhurtam Api Jeevova Jalan Matsyan Ivodritav. Just like a fish out of the water cannot stay even for a minute or so, similarly, the fish can stay out of the water as long as the moisture of the water stays in the body of the fish. Similarly, I will survive only till you speak that Lakshman, don't come with me. As soon as I hear this word from you, I will leave my body. So Sita and myself cannot stay without you. So in this way, Lakshman, when finally understood that his failure to go with Lord Ram fails, he immediately takes shelter of Mother Sita. He understood that approaching Lord Ram is futile, so he approaches Lord Ram through Mother Sita. And when he approaches Mother Sita and then surrenders to Lord Ram tells Lakshman, okay, you also come with me. See, again, the Acharyas explain that the Lakshman's surrender became fruitful because he approached Mother Sita. And then Lakshman became so angry and told Sumantra when they went to forest. Sumantra asked, what is the news I should give to the king, Dashrath Maharaj? So Lord Ram tells Sumantra that, tell Dashrath Maharaj my obeisances. Tell Kaushalya that I love her so much. And tell Bharat, you should take care of the kingdom nicely. And also treat Kaikeyi and Kaushalya equally and tell them to take care of them. And he gives so many messages. And then Sumantra asks Lakshman, what message you want to give? And Lakshman becomes so angry. And he tells Sumantra, tell Dashrath Maharaj, Aham tava maharaje prativib nopalapyase. Bhrata bhartacha banducha pitacha mama raghava. Tell Dashrath Maharaj that he is not my father. For me, my father is Lord Ram. My mother is Lord Ram. Everything is Lord Ram. So then Sumantra goes and delivers the message. Dashrath Maharaj asks, how is my sons doing in the forest? I'm so longing to see them. So Sumantra gives the message that of Lord Ram and tells Lakshman. Lakshman told that he rejected you as his father. So Dashrath Maharaj was a little shocked and asked, is there anything else he said after that? So Sumantra, he also said that for him, Lord Ram is his father, mother and everything. When Dashrath hears this, he is in ecstasy. Lakshman is my real son. Because I myself condemn myself that how can I send Ram to forest. And here Lakshman proved he is right because he rejected me as his father and he took shelter of Lord Ram. Now my anxiety, worry about Ram is gone. So Lakshman will take care of my son nicely. And then later, after some time, Lord Ram orders Lakshman that you build some nice kutir for me to reside. And the kutir should be in such a way that I am pleased and Sita is happy and you are also happy to build such kutir. Now Lakshman hears this word, he becomes so upset. And Lord Ram says, what wrong? I said, why you are upset? So Lakshman tells, I think you have decided to send me back to Ayodhya. Why? Because you are telling that build a kutir which makes you happy, that's okay. Sita happy, that's okay. And you are differentiating my happiness, which will make you also happy. That means you think that there should be a separate happiness of me other than making you and Mother Sita happy. If you just told me that build a kutir which makes me and Sita happy, that's all I want. There is no separate happiness for me. But you put a separate word that which will make me happy also. My happiness, there is no separate existence separate from your happiness. So then when Lakshman spoke these words, Lord Ram, he was very pleased and spoke, Bhavagyena Kritagyena Dharmagyena Cha Lakshmana Tvaya Putrena Dharmatma Na Samvriddha Pitamama. So Lord Ram tells Lakshman, I am so pleased with you that even though I just said make the kutir, but you made the kutir in such a way that whatever I told you done more than what I told you. Because Lord Ram would not tell Lakshman that make a kutir. He just told make a kutir such a way that I am meeting with the saints and sages. We are able to worship the Lord. But he never told that make such a way that me and Sita can stay in a secluded way and have nice pastimes. But Lakshman understood this inner mood of Lord Ram and make the kutir in a very excellent way. And Lord Ram tells that you have done this service in Bhavagyena, in the mood of service. And Kritagyena, you have done this service in the mood of servitude, in the mood of gratefulness. Because you know my father brought me after 60,000 years and he performed so much of austerities for me to born, take birth. So he has so much affection for me. He is so grateful that I have born. So you are doing service in that mood of my father. And then Dharmagyena. Dharmagyena means in the mood of the constitutional nature as a servant. You are also a prince. There is no need for you to serve me in a selfless way. But you serve in this way. And because of this, I will tell you, my father have died. You may think like that, but I will tell you the truth. For me, my father is not dead. But for you, your father is dead. Why? Because you are there in the place of my father. And my father would be so much worried what will happen to me, but you are destroying all his worries. So you are father for me. But for you, I am not doing any of such service. For you are not getting any pleasure with me. So for you, the father may be died, but for me, the father is not died. So here again, Lakshman exemplifies the servitude to Sita and Ram. Worshipping the Lord with his energies. Sita, Ram. And then we see further again, when the episode Ramayana goes further, we hear Shurpanaka approaches. And Lakshman has previously said that without Lord Ram, Sita and Lakshman cannot live. He gave the example of just like a fish cannot live without water, or a body cannot live without life. So Lord Ram is life. And the devotees like Lakshman and Sita are like body for the Lord. The body cannot survive without the soul. So Shurpanaka here comes and he approaches Lord Ram. I want to get married to you. I want to enjoy you. And then she sees that Sita is an obstacle for my enjoyment. So she pounces on Sita and wants to disturb her. And when Lord Ram sees that this is too much, and order Lakshman, do the needful. Lakshman cut off her nose and ears. And here, the mercy of the personality of Mother Sita is exemplified. So Mother Sita and Lakshman, they are compared to the limb or body of Lord Ram. And here Shurpanaka, she wanted to enjoy the Lord, but not the energies. He want to enjoy the Lord alone, but doesn't want his devotees. Radha, Krishna, Sitaram, Lakshmi, Narayan. Not alone. So when, and not only she want to enjoy the Lord alone, in which her she is futilely failed, but then she also wanted to harm the energies of the Lord, the devotees of the Lord. And they are compared to the limb of the Lord. And because she disturbed the body of the Lord, that is Mother Sita, so dear to him, her limb was also cut by Lakshman. Her nose and ears were cut. And because of Mother Sita's personality, she is merciful personified. Her life was spared, only her limb were cut. But in the case of Ravana, he wanted to enjoy the other way, the property of the Lord, the energy of the Lord, that is Sita, but wanted to kill the Supreme Lord, Lord Ram, the life of everyone. Because he wanted to destroy the life of all the devotees, the life of Mother Sita and Lakshman, his life was also taken away. Enjoying the Lord without his devotees. If anyone approaches Krishna without Srimati Radharani, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, we have actually nothing to do with Krishna. Because Srimati Radharani loves him, we have something to do with Krishna. So if anyone approaches Krishna or the Lord directly, they are not considered to be the devotees. So here, Ravana, he wanted to enjoy Mother Sita, but wanted to kill Lord Ram. And it was the life of everyone. Same family of Shurpanaka's brother. But here, because he wanted to destroy the life of the devotees, Ravana was also killed. And what is the difference in Shurpanaka and Ravana? Here is the merciful nature of Mother Sita is exhibited. And Mother Sita, because she was in the presence when Shurpanaka did offense, because of her presence, Shurpanaka's life was saved. She was not killed. Because she is a mother. Some token punishment. And also in the episode of the crow demon Jayanta, when he came, Kagasur came, he was trying to harm Mother Sita. He came as a crow and was trying to hurt Mother Sita's chest. And the blood started coming from her body. And she was trying to tolerate the pain, but suddenly, ultimately, she woke up Lord Ram. Lord Ram sees the wound in her chest and blood is flowing. He immediately took a dhruva grass and pronounced Brahmastra mantra and threw it on this crow. And he went all over the planet. He went everywhere. And then, some parikramya, going everywhere, no shelter, he came and fell down in front of Mother Sita, practically fainted. And Mother Sita, with her own hand, takes the crow's head and turns it towards Lord Ram. Even though he did the offense to Mother Sita, she was by her nature very merciful. And she forgiven Jayanta. And because she forgiven Lord Ram also, just disturbed his limb. And then he also spared. That is the glory of Mother Sita. But in the battlefield of Ram-Ravan war, which took place 7 days and 7 nights, Ravana, because of not Sita's presence in the battlefield, his life was killed. And in fact, Mother Sita had separated from Lord Ram in 3 different occasions. First time she was separated when Ravana kidnapped her. So the Govindaraj explains that this separation of Mother Sita is not the external reason for sadhakas to learn, is that she went behind the illusory deer. She sent the absolute truth for the relative truth, for the temporary truth. She told Lord Ram, go and bring me the deer, I want to enjoy this. So because of attracted towards a temporary object and using the Lord for that object, she was kidnapped by Ravan. And plus, she spoke some offensive words towards Lakshman. And she has to undergo this. She is teaching by her own example that how by offending Vaishnavas, anybody who may be has to face difficulties. But the internal reason why Sita separated from Lord Ram, because she spoke to Lord Ram in the beginning, Agradaste Gamishyami Mridanandi Kushakandakan. My dear Lord Ram, I will go ahead of you and I will make the path smooth for you and I'll assist you in your mission. So the mission of Lord is to vanquish the demons. And Lord Ram's only way of handling demons is, he's famous for one word, one bow and one wife. Ramo Dvir Napi Bhashate. He never speaks a second word. And when he takes one bow, he never go in vain. And he maintain one wife. So he knows one language, kill the demons. But Mother Sita knows, as a mother, that if Lord Ram goes in front of Ravan, in front of any demons, he will finish him off. But as a mother, she wanted to go ahead of Lord Ram and try her best to convince Ravana so that he doesn't have to see his blood flowing in the ground by Lord Ram's arrow. So Mother Sita, she goes before Lord Ram and she tells Ravana that, Ravan, you see, and she uses all kind of words, Samadana, Danda. She tries her best to convince Ravan to surrender to Lord Ram. She glorifies Ravana, you are a great king. You are coming in this great dynasty. So I think you should surrender to Lord Ram. But then when that fails, she tells him, my dear, my husband is very merciful. He gives shelter to everyone. So you don't worry of your life. You may be afraid, if I go, how he is going to accept me? No, he will accept you. So surrender to him. When that fails, she again shouts at her, you see, I have got a power by my chastity to burn you to ashes right now. But I am not doing, because I am not ordered by my husband to do like that. It will be insult for my husband. So I spare you, but you surrender to Lord Ram. So when all her advice fails, then Lord Ram has to come and kill Ravana. So again, Mother Sita's nature is that of forgiveness. And again, it is exemplified in the episode of when Hanumanji, after Lord Ram killed Ravan, Hanumanji goes with a good message to Mother Sita and tells her, Sita, my dear mother, Ravana is killed now and Lord Ram is victorious. Please come and see him. And Mother Sita hears this message. She was so happy and she was stunned in ecstasy. She could not speak any word. And then Hanumanji tells, my dear mother, I am giving you such a wonderful news, but you are not speaking anything. You are not saying anything. Mother Sita tells, I am so stunned by hearing your words. I want to offer you some gift, but I don't know what to do, so I am stunned. So using this opportunity, Hanumanji tells that, my dear mother, don't worry. That if you at all want to give me one boon, I will ask you this boon. What is that? My dear mother, for so many days, this demoness have disturbed you so much. And if you at all want to give me something for his good news, just give me a permission. I want to destroy all these rakshasis in various ways. I want to hit them with my fist, kick them with my feet, and tear them with my teeth, and rip them off with my fingers, and want to make them a pulp. That's what Valmiki uses the words. So when Sita hears this very Kshatriya type word, she could not take it. And she was stunned. And she spoke to Hanumanji. Hanuman, I know you are a monkey, but in spite of being in Lord Ram's association, still you are not changed. How can you speak? How can you speak such words? And she tells to Hanuman, Papa Namba Vadarhanamba. Papa Namba Subhanamba Vadarhanam Plavangama Karyam Karunamaryena Nakashchit Naparadyati. Sita tells Hanuman, they may be done a mistake of punishing me, but they have done this activity on the order of their master. So how can you find fault with them? And for that matter, who is not fault in this world? Everybody have done some fault or other. Even, is there anybody in the world can be without fault? Even Lord Ram, he also made mistakes. All the citizens of Ayodhya wanted him to stay in the forest, but he came here. And then I have also done mistake that Lord Ram asked me to stay back to take care of my mothers, but I did not follow the order. I made a mistake as well. And you think you are also beyond any mistake? You also done many mistakes. The very fact you are asking such question, you are also making mistakes. So everybody is having some fault. And did you forget the words of Lord Ram that if anyone surrenders unto me, I will protect them? Is the words of Lord Ram are just like the sound of the ocean waves? Doesn't have any meaning? Did you forget those things? How can you say like this? If anyone wants that, let the waves in the ocean stops, then I will take bath. Will that be possible? So people, everybody is with some mistakes. But that doesn't mean that you should punish them. No, you should be very merciful. So in this way, the glory of Mother Sita more than Lord Ram. Lord Ram gave surrender to those who approached him. Vibhishan approached, Sugriva approached. Then he gave them surrender. Then he gave him protection. But Mother Sita, even though the Kagasu did not purposefully surrender, she forgiven her. Even though the demoness, they did not take shelter of Mother Sita, but even before they surrender, Mother Sita forgiven her and given protection. And this way she corrected Hanumanji and protected the demonesses. So the second separation, Mother Sita, is when she was told later by Lord Ram to be taken to forest by Lakshman because some citizens spoke bad names about Lord Ram and character of Mother Sita. And this separation, when she was taken by Lakshman, she tells Lakshman, Lakshman, right now, I thought my husband is sending me to the forest for some picnic, so to be with the great saints with you. But this is the intention of Lord Ram to send me to forest, doubting my character. Right now I want to drown in the Janavi river and give up my life. But because I'm carrying the progeny, the dynasty of Lord Ram, I cannot do that. And then she stays. Now Acharyas explain. And here Mother Sita exemplifies the quality of complete surrender to the will of the Lord. She could have protested and brought the citizens on her side and take a morcha towards Lord Ram, but she did not do that. She just accepted the... So here she exemplifies the quality of Ananya Sharanatvam. First separations exhibited the quality of Kripa, the mercifulness. And the second time she exhibited the quality of complete surrender to Lord Ram. Whatever the will, thy will be done. And third time she separated when Lord Ram came to the forest, to the ashram of Valmiki. And Lord Ram asked Mother Sita to come. But then Mother Sita, in front of everyone, takes a vow. If I have not thought anyone, manasapina chintaye, other than Lord Ram, let Madhavi Devam Dhatu Marhati. Let the Mother Earth give me shelter in her place. If I am not loved anyone else other than Lord Ram, let Mother Earth give me shelter. So then, after she spoke those vows, Mother Earth separated. From there came a golden singhasan with the goddess of earth personified. And she welcomed Mother Sita to be seated on the singhasan. And the singhasan went back. And And this separation of Mother Sita from Lord Ram is exemplifying the quality of a devotee, that Ananya Sharanatvam, that I don't have any other shelter other than Lord Ram. So in this way, the qualities of Mother Sita as a sadhaka, when you compare Vritrasura with her, she exemplified the quality of patience, dhairya. Here Vritrasura, he knows he is a devotee of the Lord, but he patiently waiting when he will die. Of course, he was enthusiastic, utsaha, and Sita was also enthusiastic. At the same time, patience. I will wait, I will perform my duty. So similarly, Vedanta Desika, the Acharya, explains, Mother Sita exemplifies the quality of a devotee, how a devotee should behave. She was caught up in the ocean of Lanka, within this Lanka. Similarly, all the living entities are caught up in the ocean of samsara, within the body. And Sita, even though she is caught up in the body, she is waiting when Lord Ram will come and is performing her duty. And she was patient and never gave up the confidence of Lord Ram's comes. Even though Ravana was allured that I will give all the palace, all enjoyment, you just surrender to me, forget Lord Ram. Similarly, even though we are within this the world, within this body, so many the Ravana-like mind with his 10 senses are giving us allurement. Do this. Why are you suffering? No, give up your chanting. Do everything. Enjoy life. But still, following the footsteps of Mother Sita, just wait and say no to the Ravana-like mind, the senses, and the different anarthas like Kumbhakarna and Indrajit. Stay patiently. Praksharira vimokshana. That wait till the body of Lanka falls. And how the body will fall? You can't do anything. You can't commit suicide or you can't do anything just to give up the body. The going back to Godhead only will happen by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. And the Supreme Lord delivers the conditioned soul through the spiritual master. So Hanumanji sends a message to Mother Sita, who was conditioned, who was captivated in the ocean of Lanka. And Hanumanji, as a messenger of the Lord, in his example, the Acharya's question, he is like a spiritual master, gives a message. Lord Ram is in the other side of the spiritual world, in our case. And he is waiting for, he is going to come. And again, as a devotee, Sita cooperates. Yes, I am also waiting for him. So Lord Ram gives a message of, Hanuman gives a message of Lord Ram in the form of this ring. And Sita Devi also gives her willingness to be with Lord Ram by giving her own ring. In this way, the spiritual master sees the eagerness of the disciple. And then, when the Lord is pleased by the conditioned soul, and then he comes and destroys the body and then delivers Mother Sita from the clutches of the evil demons like Ravana. In this way, Mother Sita, even though she performs some external activities of being in the captivation and acting, and she is doing all these activities just to teach the conditioned souls how they should have patience and how they should conduct their spiritual life, so that ultimately they will be reunited with Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. So in this way, these are the glorification of Mother Sita. And we are in the Sayan program. One devotee used to drop us, Gopinath Prabhu, from the Sayan every day back to the temple. His name is Mukesh. He suddenly recently got attacked by cancer, and he was just coming few days, 2-3 years. And some or other, amazingly, he finished Srimad Bhagavatam completely. And he was suddenly attacked by the cancer. And now he is in such a state. He was, in the beginning, was so fearful. But now we met him, Radha Gopinath Prabhu is counseling him last 2 weeks. And he is in such a state, just like Vritrasur, even in spite of such a demonic body and odd situation, Mother Sita being in such a captivation, externally affected, but their consciousness is completely absorbed in the Lord. And as we see so many devotees in this moment, Here is another case that he was just telling that whenever I hear the kirtan, I'm feeling like dancing in my heart. He was completely absorbed. And he's telling that in my next life, I just want no more anything. I just want to take birth in the temple. His consciousness is so amazing. And the devotee, and he was so happy these devotees are coming. So, here is another example of a living example that devotees, and these devotees are in the background, never in the front line, but they are so happy and the process is working. So here we saw the devotee in the same similar situation. I asked Radha Gopinath Prabhu, I will mention about him and ask the devotees to pray for him. The bodily difficulties are there, so that this devotee Mukesh Prabhu in Sion, he gets more strength to be Krishna conscious and go to the proper, the ultimate destination. Hare Krishna. Sorry for any comments, correction. Gaurangpur.